And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Blue Monday edition of The Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. You've heard every story in the world by now, but you're going to hear them again anyway with my particular, let us say, insights. You've heard some of them. You've heard all of them. But I'm not going to hit you with them right off the top, nor am I going to say I've got something that you've never heard before. I'm sure you've heard it all. After all, you're all jaded. You know exactly what's going on. But the one that keeps coming up, if I go around on my bicycle during the day to go shopping or whatever, and I run into guys who come up and say, oh, Mike, blah, blah, blah. I say to them, what do you think about Obama buying 2,700 light armored tanks to go with their 1.6 billion bullet stockpile? I said, do you have to be a right-wing conspiracist to start to ask why does the Obama administration need 2,700 tanks for the streets of America? And there's not a man I ask the question of who says, no, this is crazy. Why would the Department of Homeland Security, through the U.S. Army Forces Command, retrofit 2,717 of these mine-resistant protective vehicles for service on the streets of the United States? Can anyone answer that? Is there a liberal lawyer in this audience who sneers at me every day because he knows he's smarter than everybody on the planet since he gets away with thievery, murder, graft, and corruption? Tell me why your boss, Mao Obama, would buy 2,700 tanks for the streets of America. Tell me what they need it for. Question one. Question two. If you missed the Friday show, which most people do, I found out that most people don't listen to radio late night on Friday. It's a shame, but you missed a great show. Because I do a show every night. It doesn't matter if there's 5,000, 50,000, 100,000 every quarter hour. I don't know what the number is. I do the same show, meaning I give it my all. I did a show on Friday that was stunning. And if you missed it, you missed it. Lenny Bruce's nephew called the Savage Nation. You say, well, big deal, who's he? Everything's a big deal. See, people are jaded. Whatever you say, oh, I heard that before, big deal, move on, let me hear something important. I said on Friday that Obama had the worst week of his career. Ah, big deal, I knew that. I said that Joan Rivers has become, well, I said that anti-Semitism has become fashionable amongst liberal Jews and liberals today, and I didn't know why. It was a great show topic. I played Hava Nagila Hava, and I asked you, why is it that Joan Drivel would do this? But all right, that's old already, move on. Let's move on. Me. You know what I really wanted to talk about right off the bat today? I'll get to it, but it's such a heartbreaking story. The newborn baby. Here's a young couple, very religious Jewish couple. They're rushing to the hospital. She's pregnant. She feels the baby, whatever, kicking. She has pregnancy pain. They call a car service in New York. They race to the hospital.